Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
So what if they were just all wrong, all along, folks? Well, we're going to see. We are going to find out, because time will tell the story. Welcome to Political Coffee, my friends. I'm your host, Jeff Krupp. Now, look, it's Freedom Friday. We celebrate the end of a great week. It's a beautiful week out there, folks. Yeah, I know we got the coronavirus stuff, but man, the weather's getting better. And if Kate would just acknowledge the reality of hospitalizations, I want you to key in on that word today, folks, because it has everything to do with what I'm going to talk about today. As I promised, Sweden may prove everybody, including Donald Trump, was wrong. But you know who might be right? Professor Hinckley. We'll get into all of that today, folks. But it is Freedom Friday. That means you can call and talk about anything you want to talk about politically. And all you got to do is pick up the phone. Call 503-589-1220. 503-589-1220. Or emails to Jeff at 1220.am. So, some interesting things for you to think about. What if everything that we're being told about stay at home, cratering our economy because we can't be out and about with each other, what if it's all wrong? What would be the outcome of that? What if Oregon's existing data shows us that peak has already happened, and that the peak that's being reported, I saw it reported this morning on Fox 12, the peak that's supposed to happen in 2 weeks has already happened. Well, the indicator of that is going to be hospitalizations. Okay, now you've heard me say that before. Does the data support that? The data from the state of Oregon? It does. Now, so also does the death rate, the actual deaths, the percentage of deaths. There's a lot of things to consider here. So what I want to share with you today is this. Coronavirus activities that everyone is going to take credit for. In fact, they already are. Social distancing, all of these things. History may show, because of what Sweden is doing, and frankly, what 8 other states in America are doing, may not have been nearly as effective as some other things that these states and Sweden are doing. And I'm going to tell you what they are, but I am going to get into the death rates, because I downloaded last night from CDC the latest weekly report. Now, this is a week old data about COVID-19 deaths. And this is only having to do with death. Okay, this doesn't have to do with hospitalizations or that kind of thing. That data, by the way, is hard to find. At least it has been for me. Oregon, it's obvious because OHA puts it out there, right? But, you know, these other states that are not practicing the level of lockdown, destroying their economy like Kate Brown has and Jay Inslee and Gavin Newsom in California have done, or New Jersey or New York or most other states. So what's the real test here of what's working and what isn't? Well, let's get into that. National Review Online a couple of days ago had a story, an article. It's on April 6th, my mother's birthday. Here's what it's entitled. It's by John Fund, by the way, an old friend of mine, and Joel Hay. Here's the headline. Has Sweden found the right solution to the coronavirus? That's the headline. The subheadline is this. Unlike other countries, it has so far avoided both isolation and economic ruin. So here's how they start this off. If the COVID-19 pandemic tails off in a few weeks, months rather, before the alarmists claim it will, they will probably pivot immediately and pat themselves on the back for the brilliant social distancing controls that they imposed on the world. I'll just stop and think about that for a moment. Who imposes things on free people? What kind of mentality does that? Well, it is a mentality that is totalitarian in its nature. And in this case, we're seeing this happen in America because bureaucrats have this mindset and they have the ear of Donald Trump. And yes, I'm going to tell you right now, folks, I'm going to be a little bit critical of the president here, okay? John Fund and Joel Hay continue. They will claim that their heroic recommendations averted total calamity. Unfortunately, they will be wrong. And Sweden, which has done almost no mandated social distancing, will probably prove them wrong. Lots of people are rushing to discredit Sweden's approach. And I want to stop here for a moment because you know the Professor Hinckley stuff. There's a Reddit post that is also trying to discredit Professor Hinckley. And as we found out yesterday, is not a real professor. And the idiots writing, trying to discredit him, haven't figured that out. So he had to spell it out for them. And we did that yesterday, didn't we? It's at the end of his post, he said his name is a pen name because he wants to keep his job. And they're saying, well, he has no, it's obvious he has no experience as a physician. So this particular person who says that he's making dangerous claims and that they're wrong, and he says, his chart from the OHA is wrong. And he lays out his reasons, but he never addresses Professor Hinckley's central point, and it is hospitalizations. Remember I told you we were going to key in on that word, hospitalizations? He only says that Professor Hinckley is wrong in the timeline about when people develop symptoms that hadn't yet been picked up by the system. He never addresses, and nor do any of the critics in the Reddit post, hospitalizations. He doesn't discredit hospitalizations. That, friends, is the ultimate measure of what's going on here. It is likely, and especially, and Rush covered this yesterday, Stanford University is now, you know, that place filled with conservatives. Yeah, Stanford University is now questioning why California, which gets far more people every day from China than New York State does, why is it that they haven't had the death rate? And again, I've downloaded the Excel spreadsheet, and I'm going to go over that with you in the show today, from the CDC, from last week, and it's by state. And I'm going to compare these 8 states that have not locked themselves down like Oregon has, like California has, like New York has. And there are some stunning differences. Because the real question is this. Do you have to lock everybody down? Do you have to destroy your economy to deal with this stuff now and other ones that are clearly going to come in the future, especially if the Chi-Coms have their way? Professor Hinckley's critics just like the people rushing to discredit Sweden's approach, are going to be proven wrong. And it's already happening, and it's in the data. But let me continue with the article. Lots of people are rushing to discredit Sweden's approach, they write, which relies more on calibrated precautions and isolating only the most vulnerable than imposing a full lockdown. Now, here's what Sweden has done. That's probably the right thing to do. While gatherings of more than 50 people are prohibited and high schools and colleges are closed, although I'm still not sure that that's the right thing to do, Sweden has kept its borders open as well, as its preschools, grade schools, bars, restaurants, parks, and shops. Its preschools are open. Its grade schools are open. Its bars and restaurants are open. And its shops. They write, President Trump has no use for Sweden's nuanced approach. Last Wednesday, he smeared it in spectacular fashion by saying he heard that Sweden had given it a shot. They saw some things that were really frightening, and they went immediately into shutting down the country. He and the public health experts who told him this were wrong on both counts. It'd be better to question their approach. John Gieske, Sweden's former chief epidemiologist and now advisor to the Swedish Health Agency, says that, quote, other nations have taken political unconsidered actions, unquote, that are not justified by the facts. Now, let's stop there for a second, because every day we are learning more about how faulty the projections were, modeling from the University of Washington, and how everybody bought into it. The Swedes didn't. The article continues. In the rush to lock down nations and as a result crater their economies, no one has addressed this simple yet critical question. Here it is. Listen. How do we know social isolation controls actually work? And even if they do work for some infectious epidemics, do they work for COVID-19? And even if they work for this novel coronavirus, do they have to be implemented by a certain point in the epidemic? Or are they locking the barn door after the horses are long gone? In theory, they write, less physical interaction might slow the rate of infection. This is probably true, by the way. But without a good understanding of how long COVID-19 viral particles survive in the air, in the water, and on contact surfaces, even that is speculative. Without reliable information on what proportion of the population has already been exposed and successfully fought off the coronavirus, hence going back to California, that's my little interaction. They continue, it's worth questioning the value of social isolation controls. It is possible that the fastest and safest way to flatten the curve is to allow young people to mix normally, while requiring only the frail and sick to remain isolated. When we come back, minutes after the hour break, I'm going to talk about that social distance. And only the vulnerable.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 22 minutes past the top of the hour. I'm going to continue with this in a moment because there is a profound point that I'm going to make next, right after I do this. And that's to say to you, one of the ways you can keep yourself healthy in life in general, I believe truly, is to build your immune system. And one of the ways, not the only way, but one of the ways you can do that, that I believe, in fact, I know is working well for me, is to take CBD. I do. and you should too. I think you should try it. I really do. It's working for me in a host of ways. I have injuries because I've done stupid things as a younger man, and they hurt sometimes. And I take CBD, and the pain goes away. I also sleep a lot better, and I mean that. I do. I buy my CBD from Pro-Bioscience right here in Salem. They use Oregon-grown, Oregon-sourced, Oregon-processed CBD oil. And I think you should, well, you should consider buying some and trying it yourself. In fact, driving home from their facility last night, because I was up visiting with them yesterday, literally I got a phone call from an old friend of mine. He's a little bit on the older side, and he's probably listening, so I'm not going to say anymore. But he's amazingly young for his age. And I'll tell you this. He said, you know, I heard you listening, or I was listening to you, and I heard you talk about Pro-Bioscience. And he said, should I really try some of this? I said, absolutely. Go online to pro-bioscience.com, put in the code SPRING when you buy some CBD. And it comes in just a little tincture. It's a little eyedropper. And, you know, I put about a half of a eyedropper under my tongue at night before I go to sleep. Put in the code, the word SPRING, and you'll save 15%. Pro-bioscience.com. Support another great Oregon Mid-Valley Salem-based company, business. We got to do that for all of our advertisers, friends, because this insanity that we're engaging in is destroying businesses day after day. Pro-bioscience.com. Speaking of that, I've got an email from a friend of mine from yesterday. And this is a big email list, but here's his comment. Looking at today's great corona scare numbers, Oregon now has, and this was as of yesterday, 1,250 people contracting COVID-19 out of a 4.2 million population. Do the math on it, folks. That's a contracting rate of 0.029%. 30 people having died of it is 0.0007%. And all of them were nearly all older with 70 years of age and had pre-existing conditions. Now let's go back to the article, because here is the profound point I want you to listen to as they continue. This is, they quote, are they right? In fact, the first time that we have quarantined healthy people rather than quarantining the sick and vulnerable. As Frederick Erickson, the director of the European Center for International Political Economy in Brussels, wrote in the Spectator UK last week, quote, the theory of lockdown, after all, is pretty niche, deeply illiberal, and until now, untested. It's not Sweden that's conducting a mass experiment. It's everyone else, unquote. Now, Sweden, and in the article goes on here, and the proponents of shutdown point to the Diamond Princess cruise ship, right? That 700 passengers had COVID-19, 8 deaths. But that's artificially engineered. You're tightly packed in, and it does not resemble normal living conditions. They also cite the 1918 swine flu. And they cite that Philadelphia didn't practice social distancing, but St. Louis did and had a death rate lower than Philadelphia's. Is that relevant to today's crisis, they write? Well, here's what you need to remember. Returning GIs from World War I Europe arrived by ship, and guess where they arrived? East Coast ports like Philadelphia. And then it took some time for them to get processed and get on a train or a bus and drive to St. Louis. They had time to get over flu, or what they thought was flu. And it was the swine flu, and convalesce. And they spread it on the East Coast, but they got better before they went to St. Louis. Now, that makes total sense to me. Basing the entire architecture of social distancing today on the evidence from 1918 swine flu makes no sense, especially when that architecture causes significant disruption in the lives and livelihoods of most of the American population. But the social isolation advocates frantically grasp at straws to support shutting down the world. It bothers them that there's one country in the world that hasn't shut down and it hasn't socially isolated its population. It bothers them that because when this coronavirus epidemic is over, they would probably love to conclude that social isolation worked. What's Sweden's whole approach? Here's what it is. Quote, the strategy in Sweden is to focus on social distancing among the known risk groups, like the elderly. We try to use evidence-based measurements. Emma Franz, a doctor of epidemiology at Sweden's Karolinska Institute, told Euronews, quote, we try to adjust everyday life. The Swedish plan is to implement measurements that you can practice for a long time. The article continues, the problem with lockdowns is you tire the system out. Angers Tegnell, Sweden's chief epidemiologist, told The Guardian, quote, you can't keep a lockdown going for months. It's impossible. He told Britain's Daily Mail, quote, we can't kill all of our services. And unemployed people are a great threat to public health. It's a factor you need to think about, unquote. Now, so how is Sweden doing? When we come back from the bottom of the hour break, I'm going to tell you how they compare with other small-sized countries that have gone into lockdown. And then I'm going to share with you the 8 states in America that are kind of doing the same thing that Sweden has doing and how they compare. And the actual evidence comes from the CDC. All of this when we come back. You're listening to Political Coffee, 6:30.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Okay, friends, I'm back. I've got to get used to unmuting my mic when I come back from break. Sorry about that. It is Freedom Friday, 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. Got a great email from Dwight. Says, you want the full story about the empty hospitals in New York City? Here it is. Meet the former New York Times reporter who's challenging the coronavirus narrative. As daily life across America is upended by the coronavirus crisis, with mass business closures plunging the economy into free fall, one former New York Times reporter is sounding the alarm about what he believes are flawed models dictating the aggressive strategy. And there's a Fox News article about it. And yeah, Britt Hume has been tweeting about this, and I, you know, he's right on the money, folks. So before I continue with comparing how Sweden is doing with their apparently the only nation in the world really that is not locking itself down, in free country anyway, how it's doing with its neighbors and other small European countries, and how it is the same, really kind of the same approach that these 8 states in America have chosen a different path than destroying their economies and locking themselves down, and not to mention removing your liberty. I'm going to compare all of that in just a momento. But friends, we really do have to support our friends and our neighbors that are our local businesses, like Diamond Royalty Rides. This is a great Salem-based limousine company. I'm quite serious. All of our local businesses right now generally are not doing too well, especially our small businesses. Diamond Royalty Rides is a small business. They advertise here. This is a great time in all of this madness for you to do something special for your family or your loved one or somebody you're trying to impress and buy a limousine ride. It is surprisingly affordable, and you can practice all the social distancing you want in a limousine. Check them out, diamondroyaltyrides.com. Now, the article continues. If social isolation, this is the National Review online article that we've been talking about, how Sweden isn't doing what everybody else is doing, and that they are going to be proven right. In fact, they're already being proven right. And the evidence is right before our eyes, just like it is in Oregon. If social isolation worked, wouldn't Sweden, which is not practicing it, a Nordic country of 10.1 million people, wouldn't they be seeing the number of COVID-19 cases skyrocketing into the tens of thousands, blowing past the numbers in Italy and New York City? And you could make the same argument, by the way, for North and South Dakota and Iowa and Nebraska and Arkansas and Utah that aren't practicing the lockdown mentality that we are here in Oregon. They continue. As of today, there are 401 reported COVID-19 deaths in Sweden. That's really good news, they write, is that in Sweden's intensive care unit census, which is updated every 30 minutes, admissions to every ICU in the country of Sweden are flat or declining, and they have been for a week. As of this writing, most of Sweden's ICU cases, this is an article from 3 days ago, most of Sweden's ICU cases today are elderly, and 77% of underlying conditions such as heart disease, respiratory disease, kidney disease, diabetes. Moreover, there hasn't been a single pediatric ICU case or death in Sweden. So much for the benefits of shutting down schools everywhere else. There are only 25 COVID-19 ICU admissions, not deaths, but admissions, amongst all Swedes under the age of 30. So how does it compare with Switzerland? Switzerland has 8.5 million people. They are practicing strict isolation, yet they reported 715 Wuhan virus deaths compared to Sweden's 401. It's almost twice the number. What about Norway, which is right next to Sweden, has a 1,000-mile open border with Sweden, with language, very culture, and similar to Sweden's. Their population is even less. It's half of Sweden's, 5.4 million. They have fewer deaths reported from COVID-19, 71, but they have a substantially higher rate of admissions. To where? To a hospital. Now, their point is, as they finish this article, is this. Nature's got this one, folks, they write. We've been coping with new viruses for untold generations. Untold generations. The best way is to allow the young and healthy, those for whom the virus is rarely fatal, to develop antibodies and herd immunity to protect the frail and the sick. As time passes, it'll become clearer that social isolation measures like those in Switzerland and Norway accomplish very little in terms of reducing fatalities or disease, though they crater local and national economies, increasing misery, pain, death, and disease from other causes as people's lives are upended and futures are destroyed. Now let's look at the numbers in America. And those of you on the phone, hang on, because I'll get to you in a momento. I downloaded CDC's provisional death counts for last week, the week ending, or the week beginning, actually, April 4th. There were 4,065 deaths last week from COVID-19. You know what the deaths from all causes in America were, according to this chart? All deaths of all types, 501,000. The all pneumonia-related deaths in America last week were 35,000. Deaths with pneumonia and COVID-19, 1,879 out of that 4,065. You know how many people died last week in America from the flu? 4,467. Arkansas has limited, like Sweden, although they've shut their schools down, has limited there. They're one of these eight states that have not totally locked themselves down. The deaths last week from COVID-19 for them, 3. Their total deaths of all types last week, just shy of 6,000. How many people died of the flu last week in Arkansas? 62 compared to 3 for COVID-19. Iowa, 5 COVID-19 deaths, 5,500 total deaths, 75 died of the flu. Nebraska, 3 people died of COVID-19. 2 people, actually 24 people died rather of the flu. North Dakota, 1 person died last week of COVID-19. Total deaths, 1,256. 15 people died of the flu last week in North Dakota. South Dakota, 2 people died of COVID-19. 1,426 people died of all causes in South Dakota last week. 18 people died of the flu last week. Utah, 2 people died of COVID-19 last week. 36 people died of the flu. Now let's compare Oregon. Last week we had 18 deaths from COVID-19. We had 6,178 total deaths. We had 48 people die last week of the flu in Oregon. Washington, 213 deaths of COVID-19. 90 deaths of the flu, so that's the anomaly here. New York, California, all of them. California had 169 deaths of COVID-19 last week. They had 507 deaths from the flu. New York, of course, upended. New York City had 1,780 deaths from COVID-19. Only 187 of the flu. So this is not true everywhere. But again, the point that they are making about Sweden is the same about these eight states that I just read you from the CDC's own data that are not practicing the social distancing lockdown the way we are, the way Washington is, the way California is. And they are not seeing their cases exploding of either deaths or hospitalizations either. So with Professor Hinckley's central point, and I think he's right, if hospitalizations are the true measure of how bad any kind of a pandemic is, then why are our hospitalizations declining? And yet they're claiming that there's going to be a peak in 2 weeks. You would think hospitalizations would be rising if we're going into a peak, right? Let the music take control. All right, I promise. We'll go back to the phone when we come back. 6:48. Don't. Come on and sing my song. All night long. Oh, all night long. Yes, all night long.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
So if you're stuck at home because you're being forced to practice social distancing and you're getting a little tired of looking at something that needs to be fixed or remodeled, call Eric Azer, Righteous Renovations. One of the very few things Kate Brown has done right is not shut down the total construction industry, including great home remodelers, contractors like Eric Azor at Righteous Renovations. Check out his website, righteousrenovations.com. It's time to fix it, folks, so it quits bugging you. righteousrenovations.com. Diana from Petunia PDX writes, as Mark Levin stated that I've been thinking about for some time, and that is, I hate it when that does that to me. There we go. That is, by keeping people in quarantine, no one will be getting an immunity to this virus, or any virus for that matter. We're just hurting ourselves. And that, by the way, is exactly what herd immunity and what these other states are doing. And what Sweden is doing. They're only locking down the frail, the elderly, the vulnerable populations, not for the first time ever healthy people who need to develop herd immunity. It's an excellent point. So also is the one from Rich. The email, virus or a communist control test. So is this a virus that wasn't that bad, that was hyped on purpose? And what would those purposes be, maybe? Number one, to test to see how far socialist governors can push control. A test run? Governors are the ones that are killing their own economies. Who are they? They're all socialists. Well, not quite. Almost. To see how deep we can destroy the world's economy, hence causing a worldwide push for, depending on the government, Maduro syndrome, a.k.a. communist format. Globalist socialists want the control back, as this is the best economy the world has ever seen. Or just highly incompetent, egotistical, narcissists getting a chance to be in the limelight and failing miserably. Can't understand it is them or their theories. So number four, should we ever trust any computer models in the past or the future? Garbage in, garbage out. Only time will tell, he writes, just how this plays out and how hard it is for the economy to rebound. You know, sadly, I think you're right. All right, to the phones. We'll start with Art. Art, good morning, brother. I'm sorry, but I had to get all of that off my chest on Freedom Friday.
My goodness gracious, you are on a rant this morning, Jeff.
I are.
Hey, happy Good Friday. Let us all pray for our country. Pray for our state. Pray for those who have gotten this virus and that they overcome it. The bottom line is this, Jeff. We have a lousy governor. Lacks leadership. Lacks any understanding of what truly is going on. And her decision-making shows it. We do know that assisted living and where they keep the elderly, I'm having a brain smart here, but anyway, vulnerable area, what Kate did, disallowing visiting, was the right thing to do. But what is Kate doing now? She continues to close down thing, and we haven't heard a damn thing of how she plans to get Oregon back going. Okay, right now, Jeff, they can be start up having elective surgery, and they're not doing it. They could open businesses, but take appropriate steps to minimize getting infected. Okay? there's hundreds of men out there that need a haircut. And
I'm one of them.
It could be done safely. Okay? You.
But you are just making too much common sense. You just are.
Well, and that is what I'm saying here, Jeff. The lack of good leadership. Our state is different than any other state in the country. And Kate does not understand what we should do to start bringing our economy back. And therefore, she continues to make piss-poor decisions instead of saying, hey, we're going to do this in restaurants now.
I know, and I got to let you know, brother, because you're right on. I got to get to Rebecca in just a moment. Thanks, brother. I mean, I do appreciate it. Got an email from the state employee who shall never be named. Today we celebrate Freedom Friday, complete and eternal freedom from the virus of sin that is far more deadly than coronavirus, that was laid upon Jesus and taken to the cross, for he provided the only cure, his blood in the place of ours. Today is Freedom Friday, if we trusted in him. Somebody else you should trust in is Freedom Heating and Air. You want to keep your home safe? They have UV light filtration systems that kill viruses and bacteria. Check them out on the web, freedomheatingandair.com. Got to go to Rebecca. Got to go fast. You got 2 minutes, dear.
Well, I'm just going to say right now that we need to keep in our minds what the Democrats tried to do at the moment when they were given the liberty to create a bill in the House to try to solve this problem that they've created by locking us down. They wanted to pass all the green dreams that they have, all of the, they had everything that was, it's been on their plate for a long time. That's what they wanted to pass. So I don't, their heart is not where they speak.
Well, you're right. I mean, it never is. But Kate Brown comes out and says, hey, we've signed this deal for 20,000 tests from, you know, COVID-19 tests from a private lab. And she lied. The Oregonian said she lied. She didn't do that. It was only 10,000. And it was a month later after she said it. Do as I say, not as I do. It's all smoke and mirrors, Rebecca. You are so right about that. Thank you, Rebecca. I appreciate to each and every one of you out there. This is Good Friday. And even though we are in this state of flux, and I have been highly critical of how we are approaching it, including President Trump, he needs to rethink the decisions he's made that have shut down an economy based on faulty computer models that are being highly discredited in and of themselves. In spite of that, this is Good Friday. Easter Sunday is coming. We're not going to be able to go to church like normal. I went by People's Church yesterday, and they got a big stage out front in their parking lot. No doubt many churches are going to do that. The weather's going to be nice. I encourage all of you to pray for wisdom in President Trump and Kate Brown. As critical as we are of them, deservedly so, we need wisdom. Go to church if you can, either online. Celebrate our risen Savior. Every one of us are important. Be blessed. Support your local businesses. Pray for our leaders. We'll see you on Monday, folks.